主今天的敬拜赞美团给我们带来的诗歌。Thank you for our praise team today. I really love the third song. I also love the other two, but really love the third song. I know who holds it tomorrow. 我非常感谢敬拜赞美团今天所带领的诗歌。我特别喜欢第三首歌曲，其他的我也喜欢，因为我们知道是谁在掌管明天。今天要跟大家分享的题目是家家有本难念的经。Today I'm going to share with you in English. The title is Every Family Has Skeletons in the Closet. So 每个家庭都有他自己的困难。Every family got its problems. Do you have a problem in your family? Can you raise your hand? Wow, somebody don't raise their hand means that they are perfect. Praise the Lord.有人没有举手，感谢主，他们家里非常的完美。Okay, so this is the Bible. 这是圣经。Today's message is from this book. 今天的信息是从这本书来的。This book got a lot of story. 这本书有很多的故事。Today, I'm going to share with you more story from this book.今天要跟大家分享更多从这本书里面来的故事。每个家庭都有一本很难念的经，但是我相信在你们当中家里至少都有一本圣经。I know every family got the problems. You got your own skeletons in your closet. But I'm sure every one of you here, you got one Bible, at least one Bible in your family. Amen? Okay.Now, today, our message is from this book. Let me ask you two questions first. Very simple. First one, do we really have such an ideal woman on this earth? 刚开始的时候就问大家一个问题，在这世界上真的有这样子的女人吗？来，我们来看一看，她身高是这样子的，体重不错，身材很棒，清秀朴宝，专情懂事，少喝酒，不抽烟，不走夜店，有爱心，有孝心，有同理心，会煮饭，懂顾家，懂体贴，不公主，不做作，不虚荣，肯吃苦。Wow, that's amazing. Do we have such an ideal woman on this earth? Hi, really? Who's that? Tell me. Okay, okay. So you see all the lists here, all the lists. Okay, it's Delicate, understanding, persistent, no drinking, smoking, nightlife, loving, filial piety, compassionate, good cook, no desire, vainglory, willing to sacrifice. Such an ideal woman. Do you want to marry her? 你要结这样子的女人吗？跟这样女人共度一生吗？那现在我再问另外一个问题：世界上真的有这种男人吗？哇，他是怎么？我们讲高富帅的。Okay, so do we have such an ideal man on this earth? Wow, this height, this weight, good body shape, good muscle, good temperament, no drinking, no smoking, no nightlife, responsible, loving, patient, caring, abstaining from all filthy words, humble, persistent, sporty, and pursuit of excellence. Wow, 少喝酒，不抽烟，不泡夜店，哇，成熟稳重，爱运动，这样的男人打灯笼都找不到，对不对？找得到吗？Are you the one? Wow. Oh, your husband? Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord. 鼓励一下. Okay. 但是 the problem is, no matter how ideal one person, a man or a woman, when they come together, what will happen? I don't know. But we go back to this book. We go back to the story.In the very, very beginning, there are one perfect woman, one perfect man. They come together. They will become one flesh. And what happened? They're both naked. They feel no shame. 所以我们从圣经开始的第一个故事当中，我们会发现有一个完美的女人，也有一个很完美的男人。当他们在一起的时候，他们二人成为一体。圣经上面或者是这个历史当中的第一首诗歌就叫做你是我骨中的骨肉中的肉 The first poem in the history of mankind is You are bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh They will become one flesh 这是第一首的诗这两个人没有羞耻赤身入体一切都是如此的美好 他们真算是世界上唯一这样子的男人，这样子完美的女人。但问题就是，家家有本难念的经。我们从这本故事当这本书当中，我们发现亚当跟夏娃出现了问题。他们家庭中经历了什么 ？So now from the first story, we found that this family got a problem. After the fall, they experienced guilt, shame, and fear. Their relationship was in a desiring and controlling stage. Adam have to work hard for family support, and Abel, the second son.Was murdered by the first son, Cain. 所以你发现亚当的家庭似乎这么完美的，但他们做错了一件事情，离开了神，结果这家庭是地本经难念的经发生了，夫妻经历了羞耻、害怕跟罪疚，夫妻关系在恋慕跟瑕疵当中，丈夫。瑕疵妻子，妻子恋慕丈夫，男子劳苦才能养活家庭，家中发生弟兄被杀事故。 Is this a story? 这是一个很悲哀的故事，因为孩子自相残杀，甚至夫妻之间关系破裂。 The husband tried to control his wife, and the wife desired the husbandAnd the brother and his brother rivalry happened between the big brother and the little brothers. And finally, Cain murdered Abel. This is the first family. And then we see that the sin of the world just has spread all over the earth. So in the Noah family, you will see another problem. So 当罪泛滥在全世界当中的时候，影响最深的。你会发现都是家庭，就是圣经中最伟大的这一些圣经人物，家庭都不咋地，全都是有问题的，包括挪亚这家。You will find that most of the family, including the spiritual hero in the Bible, the family all got the problems, including Noah. Even though God saved Noah out of the flood, preparingI asked Noah to prepare the ark to save the whole family, eight members of them, including the next generation and the son or daughter-in-law. Eight people, all together saved in the flood, out of the flood. But at the same time, in chapter 9 of Genesis, you will find another very sad story, the turning of the human history. What happened to Noah? Noah's drunkenness exposed him to shame and nakedness.And Noah's family was shamed after being exposed, and Ham's descendants were cursed because of the shame. And finally, Ham's descendants were enslaved because of the curse. You can go back to all this scripture. I'm not going to go into the deeper in the story, but you go back to this passage and you read the story, you will know this family got a problem. No matter how, God has favor on them. But you see, this is a human nature.所以你发现，无论是挪亚一家八口，增加他下一代，是从水灾当中，全球的大水灾当中被拯救出来。那同样的在创世纪第九章，你会发现，再一次看到这个家庭出现的问题。挪亚醉酒导致赤身蒙羞，家丑不可外扬。但家丑却外扬，导致家庭蒙羞，子孙因羞耻事件被咒诅，子孙因咒诅而成为了奴仆。This is another sad story of family. So today's title is 家家有本难念的经。今天的题目是 Every family got their own skeleton in the closet, including the superhero and super spiritual hero. And you will see from the Bible after story, story after one story.One story after another story, you will see all this story of family got sad, very sad, sad incidents. So after Noah, what happened next? You see from this book. Abraham, from the descendant of Noah, God chose one family. And this family is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because God had a plan.He wanted to choose Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob used this family to bless all the family on this earth. But what happened to these three families? Generation after generation, they all got the problems. I don't know whether you read the Bible, you see all this or not. Whenever we mention about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, we always think, wow, they are big heroes. They are heroes of faith. They are so blessed. God loved them. God used them because they are superheroes. But on the other side, if you really read the Bible, you will see most of the pages in Genesis filled with the what? Family problems. And these are the family of superheroes in the Bible. 如果你看这些圣经里面很伟大的人物，你会发现，我不知道你看圣经有没有看到这些细节。你发现这些圣经里面伟大人物的家庭都是出现大问题的，而且问题不是只有三天一大吵，小两天一小闹的那一种的问题，而是大问题。你看亚伯拉罕他家庭当中遇到什么事情？他妻子无法生育，对那个时代的文化是一个很大的羞辱，膝下无子。甚至丈夫呢，在外地保什么？为了自保，谎称妻子是他的妹妹，是妻妾关系恶劣，逃到旷野。谁？就是亚伯拉罕他的两个妻子，一个叫做夏甲，一个叫做撒拉。然后最后呢？妾的那个孩子以斯玛利呢，就被打发出家门。亚伯兰心中忧愁。So from the Abraham family, what could you see here? The barren wife could not conceive. In the ancient Near Eastern culture, you will know that if the woman cannot conceive, it's a big shame to the family. And telling a lie about his wife's identity for self-protection when Abraham was exiled to the land of Egypt.Do you remember the story? He's telling a lie. My wife is my sister, it's not my wife. And you will see the biggest issue is a rivalry between wife and a concubine. And the family, finally, concubine and her son were banished from home. Wow. Did this situation happen in your family? Well, maybe in your family you only have a 3 days big quarrels, 2 days small quarrel only.But compared to all these superhero family problems, these problems indeed was a problem. How about Isaac? Wow, you see all this list here. 以撒的家庭又发生什么事情呢？你看以撒发生什么事情？在亚伯兰身上所发生的有一些在以撒这代当中也发生了。你发现以撒呢？也是为了自保，谎称妻子为他自己妹子。他也是遇到一个妻子无法生育，也无法生下孩子，甚至宠爱长子的这样子的问题也发生在这些家庭当中。以撒偏爱长子雅各受落，妻子联合儿子欺骗以撒，兄弟戏强，雅各逃离家乡，常常为儿媳妇心里愁烦。这什么儿媳？这个是这个婆媳关系出现了问题。So you see that same thing happened in Abraham's life, also happened in the next generation. First, Isaac telling a lie about his wife's identity for self-protection. At the same time, not at the same time, same thing happened to Isaac's family. His wife cannot conceive, and Isaac's favoritism over Esau and Jacob being ignored.And then the mother and son were together to deceive Isaac. This is very sad. They both are kind of like were together to deceive Isaac. But the worst thing is sibling rivalry and Jacob was in exile. This all not only happened in Adam's family, in Abraham's family, in Isaac's family, one after one. What to do with all this? This is all recorded in this Bible. This is what Bible?Holy Bible! How can the Holy Bible record all this shame? This is not holy. Just want to expose that we all have the same problem. Wow! 这些故事都记载在这本圣经里面，圣的经，但这本经呢，却隐藏了许许多多的问题跟羞耻。这是要告诉我们，我们都是有问题的人。Expose our shame.Because this Holy Bible just wants to tell you, you are not holy. I am not holy. Isaac and the next one, see that Jacob, even worse, in the family of Jacob, blame parent, barren wife could not conceive again. Rivalry between wife and a concubine. And favoritism may happen again. And the worst thing happened is what? The only daughter, maybe it's the only daughter, maybe got more. And the Bible recorded a story, sad one. Dinah, Jacob's daughter, was being raped. And also what? The eldest son commit incest. Wow, that is Reuben. And also two sons lie. Who said? The second son and third son are involved in massacre. And the incest even event between Judah and his what? Daughter-in-law. How come it happened in this family? Have you ever discovered all this? The ten brothers plot to harm their little brother Joseph and deceived by his son and live in sorrow for Joseph passing. On and on. 在雅各的家庭当中所经历的，比我们家庭所经历的可能要更加的苦。你发现妻子不能生育，妻妾不断的争宠，吵闹不休，偏爱约瑟，弟兄妒忌，甚至其中一个女儿叫迪娜的被人强暴。不只是发生这种事情，发生儿子乱伦的事件，因为大儿子流便竟然跟雅各的妻妾上床，两位儿子竟然欺骗他，除杀事件，除杀了事件的一大堆人，儿子与儿媳妇乱伦事件 ，Judah and his daughter-in-law, and this Judah, who is this Judah? Ancestor of Jesus. 这是个犹大是谁？是犹是吗？主耶稣的祖宗啊。Oh, Abba. Ten brothers plot to harm the little brother Joseph. 十位儿子设计谋害弟弟。被欺骗活在丧死之痛中，你看到这些家庭的问题吗？约瑟，我们先来看约瑟这个例子。Let's test Joseph as one example. What did Joseph experience from his family? He saw two mothers were in unceasing quarrels. His biological mother Rachel died so early. He lost his mom. The father favoritism which caused sibling jealousy.Ignored by brothers because of telling his father the bad report. And his little sister was raped. Elder brother commit incest. Levi and Simeon lie and massacre. Brothers plot evil scheme to harm him. All this happened to Joseph in this family. 你发现约瑟经历了什么呢？家中不和，看到两位母亲，一个是生身父亲，一个是不是自己的母亲，同父异母的母亲，他们争宠不休，是谁 ？Rachel and Leah。下次如果有机会的话呢，跟大家分享信息，情深深雨蒙蒙，这 Rachel 跟 Leah 之间的爱情。OK， 他们非常喜欢雅各，大家争来争去，非常有趣的故事。Next time, if possible, I can share with you another message. It's a rivalry between Leah and Rachel. 还有吗？母亲拉杰 ，OK， 母亲拉杰很早就死了。而且还有偏爱的问题，一代又一代的 favoritism， 这种偏爱的一直在发生在家庭当中。更可怕的是什么？他亲眼看见自己的哥哥呢，报告哥哥的罪行受弱，没有得到兄弟的喜爱，妹妹被强暴，大哥乱伦，二哥三哥欺骗屠杀，而且呢，十位哥哥设计来谋害我。Can you see that?所以约瑟都经历了什么？约瑟都失去了什么？他失去父母爱，他失去父爱，失去手足之爱，生活供应，没有安全感，没有身份，没有尊严，没有自由，家人的信任，根本无法继承产业，前途满满，甚至被卖到埃及，失去了成长的环境。Why Joseph lost?Mother's love, father's love, sibling love, life sustenance, his father protection, identity, self-esteem, freedom, family trust, a receiver family inheritance, a known future, because he was, what, sold to the land of Egypt, and his family homeland, a growing place. Does this happen to you? It's happened to some in my ministry, even at this time.Every week, I have a healing group to the Chinese co-workers. Some of them they experience this situation because the family abandoned them, because they have no, the parents forsake them for this, because they cannot support them, cannot raise them up. So they experience all this. Not all this, but some of them. This is the family that we are, I'm trying to help, but I know I can help. 就在最近的时候，常常在我的医治小组当中，很多的家庭都出现状况。有一些是小孩子从成长的环境当中的时候，就是像约瑟这样的情形。我不能说是所有的，不过其中有一部分像约瑟，在孩童当中就受到了很大的伤害，因为家里出现了问题。Because of family problems, many children they suffer because family problems. 尤其是对移民的国家。许多从中国大陆或台湾移民到美国的许多的小孩子，很多时候他们会有 identity crisis， 有着身份上面的这些的混淆。甚至当我们到 OK， 我这些都不说很多了。So you see that one after one. So after the Joseph in Egypt, and then these people got more and more in the land of Egypt, right? So now we talk about another family.Can you guess whose family next? Who I'm going to talk about? Can you guess? Joseph's family, yes. The next one is Moses' family. Moses' family considered as okay, not much problem, but also got some problem because 家家有本难念的经 every family got its own skeleton. There must be the problem. There's no idea of perfect family on this earth. 每个家庭都有问题的。摩西呢，就是我刚才所说的 ，he struggled between two identities. I'm prince of Egypt, or I'm a Hebrew. Am I Hebrew? Am I prince of Egypt? Am I living in Egypt? Am I belong to Egypt all the time? Or I will need to go back to my people, Hebrew people. 我需要回到希伯来中间，还是我是一个埃及的王子？我是王子，还是我是希伯来人？This is what happened to the second generation in the when they migrate to here. So 许多从很多地方移民到美国的人，尤其他们的小孩子，常常有遇到这个问题，就是处在两个身份中间。Am I American? Am I Chinese? I don't know. Okay, but I know I am not Chinese. I am not American. I am Malaysian. No, just kidding. Okay, it's not about what is your nationality. Just you need to know who are you in the eyes of God. 在神眼中你是谁，那才是最重要的。所以在摩西的家庭当中的时候，他处在两个身份的挣扎。他从小没有父亲陪伴的童年，成长中孤单，没有兄长，经历兄长的毁谤跟指责，甚至后期的时候呢，他家庭呢还遇到了两个妻子。一个是在米甸所娶的妻子，另外是后来在旷野当中的时候，另外一个女子叫古实的女子。I'm not talking about all this in detail. Maybe in the future, if possible, I can share with you more. 那摩西在他的家庭当中 ，OK, in Moses' family, struggle between two identity, fatherless childhood experience, a lonely grown-up experience with no sibling alongside, and encounter complaint from siblings. That is what his sister Aaron and.Miriam and Aaron in the wilderness, right? Encountered complaint from them. But actually, Moses also have a problem with his marriage. In the wilderness, her sister, Miriam, complained, why did you marry a Cushite lady? 因为在旷野的时候呢，她的妹妹呢，她的姐姐米利安呢，就斥责她说，你为什么娶一个古实黑人的女子？So, got some problems. So, this is about of Moses' family. But the worst family in the Bible, in the Old Testament, guess what? This is the David family. 在圣经中最糟糕的一个家庭就是大卫的家庭。你看大卫的家庭，大卫本身自己做了什么事情？ This is the worst family. What did David do to this family? 婚姻淫乱，强暴民女。设计谋害，残杀无辜，弟兄戏强，暴力杀害，父子纷争，强夺王权，悖逆之子，家中乱伦，白发丧子，悲哀戚戚。
Wow, David committed adultery by raping an innocent lady, Bathsheba.
David plotted an evil scheme to kill an innocent man. Sibling rivalry, family violence, murder, rivalry between father and son for power and throne. Rebellious son commit adultery with father concubines, and an elderly father experienced the passing of his beloved son. If you see all this, you will see this is a repeated pattern in all the family in the past. 你如果看这些的问题，你发现这些问题其中有一些在之前的一些的家庭当中都发生过，这些模式一段一段的发生过，而这些都记载在这个 Holy Bible 里面。
All this record in this Holy Bible，
这是大卫所经历的家庭。Let me pull out another example from the David family. Another member from David family. That is the daughter Tamar. 那我们来看在大卫家庭中的其中一个。成员在他还没有成年以前，十八岁以前 ，Let's talk about one family member from David. Her name is Tamar. Before 18 years old, what happened to her? Following father's order, but falling into Amnon trap. Begging twice, but being rejected and traumatized. Serving with sincerity, but being raped by his brother Amnon.The love before the rape turned into the hatred heart. Father infurious, without taking any actions. Parents were absent, but protected only under his brother. Being kept quiet for the shame she suffered. An honorable princess was isolated and forgotten. This is what happened to a family member.这是在大卫家庭当中一个女孩子所经历的。她顺服父亲的指示，却跌入了暗嫩的计谋。暗嫩就是她的大哥。结果呢，两次苦苦哀求她大哥不要强暴她，却带来了拒绝与伤害。妹妹善意的服侍，准备饼给她的哥哥吃，却换来哥哥的强暴。强暴妹妹后的爱，却变成了恨妹妹的心。然后呢？父亲对此非常的发怒，但是却静默的 ，see that 静默的，并没有出面处理。本该是由父母保护的，最后是却住在胞兄亚撒龙的家里。妹妹蒙羞哭喊着，哥哥就叫妹妹不要作声，这是丑事，家丑不可外扬。大有尊荣的公主，却孤孤单单的被忘记。Let me tell you, an honorable princess was isolated and forgotten. After the 2 Samuel chapter 12, no, okay, 2 Samuel of chapter 13, no more, the Bible never talked about this lady, Tamar. It disappeared. We don't know what's the ending for what happened to Tamar. 如果你看 Tamar 的经历，整本圣经在撒母耳记下十三章以后就没有再记载后来他玛最终是怎么样子的，很可怜。他玛失去了什么？父爱、母爱、家的保护、公主身份的尊荣、女人贞洁跟说话的权利。 Mother's love, father's love, protection from home, the honorable identity as a princess and dignity as a woman and the right to speak. Shut up, don't talk about itThis is what happened to Tamar family. It's very, very sad. I can pull out more and more examples from this book. Family through the time of Judges, the family of Micah, the family of Levi, even the king of Solomon family, all the king family of the northern and southern kingdoms. If you look one after one, you'll get more and more and more and more and more, more and more and more problems.利未记四世纪时代的家庭越更糟，米迦的家庭、利未人家庭、所罗门王的家庭、南北国各个王室的家庭都是一团糟。What to do with all this? I'm not alone. My family is not the only one that has problem. 我并不孤单，我的家庭并不是唯一有问题的。在人类的历史中，神一直不断寻找一个家，一个你我存在的家，
不是因为他需要，而是他知道你跟我心里深处都需要家。Throughout human history, God continued to look for a home. God, I want you to focus on God continuing to look for a home. He made an initiative, a family that includes you and me. It's not that he needed, but he just knows deeply in our heart, we are desiring a home. We want to have this sense of belonging in a family.神也知道我们心里深处想要一个家。在中国大陆的时候，有一首歌，很民间的歌曲，我要一个家。 Everybody who needs a home, and this home is a peaceful home. It's a what? Healthy one, healthy family. This is our what? Our desire. Just because you want to live together and work together with us in this home, talking to us face to face,sharing with his love with us. Here in this home, there's an intimate fellowship. From the very, very beginning in the Bible, the first story in the Garden of Eden, that is a home. This is God's home that God created. He wants to be with us, work with us, talk to us, faith to us, have an intimate fellowship. 神在最初的时候，在伊甸当中的时候，神就创立这个家，要与我们同住，我们同行，要我们与他分享他的爱，跟亲敌建立亲密的关系。但是当罪在亚当临到全人类的后，神所寻找的家，所立的家，一个个的 one after another 受到羞辱、恐惧、罪疚所玷污。 But you see that since the fall, one family after another that God looked for and established were one after another being infected with shame, fear and guilt. 但是很奇妙的是，神却透过这些有问题的家庭显明他自己的怜悯。 But what amazed us was that God manifests his mercy to all this problematic family. God extends his mercy and loving kindness through a prolonged plan seeking to restore the family that belongs to God and earth. 神以他的仁慈跟怜悯持续地展开一个漫长的计划，在这本书里面寻找并恢复与人同住的一个只有属于神与我们的家。 Today our message, my message is not going to tell you step by step how to build all your family, how to build a good relationship with your wife and husband. I'm not going to talk about it, but in the future, if possible, I will talk about it. But this is the foundation. 今天在这里的信息不是教导说，哦，我们怎样子跟妻子相处啊，怎么教导孩子啊，这不是今天的信息的重点。今天信息是回到最根本最基本的，因为从根本开始谈起，如果有机会将来才是比较实际的。因着他自己的怜悯，神屡次在一个一个破碎的家庭实行他的医治与拯救。 For his mercy, God was repeatedly dispensing his healing and redemptive power toward these broken homes one after another. Long story short, in the Adam family, God showed him mercyby preparing a garment skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them, covered the shame. 你会发现从亚当，我只讲一个例子，神为他们预备了衣服来遮盖他们的羞耻给他们穿，这预表了将来有救恩会临到这个家庭，会到全世界的家庭。甚至对挪亚的时候，他在挪亚的孩子当中有一个孩子叫做闪，他是耶和华闪的神，是应当称颂的，而且要借着赏做神奇妙的事情。 But in the family of Noah, God gave them one son. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. Through the descendant of Shem, God is going to bring out the salvation. And then Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will always know that God promised them, through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. No matter how problematic your family, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to use you.This is mercy. This is loving kindness. So I don't care how problematic your family and my family is. God is able to do that because God is bigger than destruction. 我不管我们生命当中、我们生活当中、家庭当中有多大的问题，但是我知道圣经有重点，就是上帝的恩典大过于毁坏。Remember this one. God's grace is bigger than destruction. 上帝的恩典大过毁坏。Amen. Jacob.Joseph. At the end here, Joseph said one word. 从前你们的意思是要害我, 但神的原意是好的，好坏的可以变成好的，是要保全许多人性命，成就今日光景。You intend to harm me, but God intended for good. God can turn what is harmful into good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. This is a prophecy. Prophecy from the mouth of Joseph, talking about what God is going to do in the future. God is going to turn the harmful, shame, fear, and sin into something good, because God is able to do that. And to save for the what? For the sake of saving of many lives. In Moses, because of Moses' family, Gentile was saved. His father-in-law is what? Is not the Israelite, but his father-in-law was saved. 你也在摩西的生命当中，你会发现，透过摩西，那些外邦人，也就是米甸的祭司，也是耶特罗，就是他的岳父，竟然蒙拯救了。在大卫的家庭当中，神一直不断对大卫说一句话，不是一直的，他跟大卫立约，跟大卫怎么立约呢？耶和华，我应许你要给你一个家室。家室，我要做他的父亲，你要做我的子。你若犯了罪，我要用人的杖责打你，用人的鞭责罚你，但我的慈爱不会离开你，你的家和你的国必在我永远面前建立。 Amazing， 你有没有看到 The Lord declared to David, The Lord himself will establish a what? A house for you. I will be the father in you, and he will be my son. When he does wrong, I will punish him with the rod of men, with flogging inflicted by men.And your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Is that amazing? You have already seen the how bad the family of David. But God said this, your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. But if you do wrong, I will punish you because I'm the righteous one. 神是公义的，神是圣洁的，神会责打他自己的儿子。但是你发现神非常的有怜悯，你的家和你的国在我面前是这样子永远的建立。所以耶稣被称为是大卫的子孙，耶稣被称为大卫的子孙，上帝被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。 Can you think about that? That the last name of Jesus is what? David's son. And the last name of God Jehovah is what? What's the last name God of Jehovah? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because whenever you talk about the Lord Jehovah, is God of what? God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God used them. You see the loving kindness and mercy of God in all this big, big, big superhero? No matter how problematic the family are. God promised one thing.I will defend my house against forces, marauding forces. Never again when an oppressor overrun my people. For now I am keeping watch. 上帝曾经说，我必在我家视为安营，我必亲眼看顾什么？我的家。At the end of the Old Testament, 在旧约圣经的最后的时候，他说了一句话：父亲的心要转向儿女，儿女的心要转向父亲。At the end of the Old Testament, the last word, turn the heart of the father to their children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. And then when time was fulfilled, God came down in person to go through the real earthly family life. 及至时候满足，神亲自来到地上，经历地上的家。他向父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，就到时间满足的时候，神亲自来到地上，经历什么？经历地上的家，道成肉身住在我们中间。The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. 但问题就是，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. If we know one son, this is my father's will, This is my father was all belongs to him. This is what his household all belongs to him. But he came to the place, but the people in this place did not receive him. 我们知道有一首歌叫这是天父世界，这是天父的家，这是天父所有的属于他的。但他自己到了自己的家里来，自己的地方来，自己的人却不接待他。他说狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，但是我连枕头的地方都没有，我连睡觉的地方都没有，甚至连宾馆都不接纳我，我只能够生在马槽里面。 Can you imagine that? Jesus replied, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have net, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Even when God came down to this earth to experience the early family, even the hotel, the motel, Inc. did not receive him because no place, no more place. So he was born in a manger. What did Jesus experience in his family? Parents suffered the pressure from society because the lady conceived without marriage. The whole family experienced exile from the homeland. And Jesus grew up in an ordinary town, Nazareth. And hometown people doubt on Jesus' identity. And Jesus' siblings were hostile to him. 你看主耶稣在他家庭的时候所经历的是什么？他父母亲需要承受社会的压力，全家都经历希律王的追杀。从小的时候，是他生长的地方并不是在君王、国家伟大的这个皇宫里面，他是在一个不起眼的家乡长大。家乡的人对耶稣的身份质疑，甚至耶稣的弟兄姐妹并不喜欢他。你说耶稣有经历过家庭的痛苦吗？ Have you ever seen this in the pages of the Bible? 耶稣都失去了些什么？他失去了正常的家庭生活，他不更应该有正常的家庭生活吗？这不都是拥有他所拥有的吗？他失去了手足之爱，他没有生活供应，早年失去父亲的保护，社会上没有身份与尊严，弟兄姐妹没有对他有信任，离开熟悉的家乡，成长的环境。更重要的是，他失去了些什么？他失去了天上的荣华跟天父的面。Ordinary family life, he lost sibling love, life support, lost his father care in early years, his social dignity and proper identity, the trust from his sibling, and left his family hometown.The most important things that he experienced when he came down to this earth, he left his heavenly honor and then the Godfather face when he died on the cross. Jesus knows how the feeling of poverty. His father is a carpenter. Income is not like $10,000, $20,000, $300,000 a year.He knows what his exhaustion is, the betrayal, this sorrow, temptation, suffering, being rejected by God. Not only from the family, but from the disciple. He knows all this feeling. 神耶稣在世上的家庭生活，甚至他离开了家庭之后，他所经历的时空，他明白什么叫做贫穷。你知道他的父亲是一个木匠，他家里的不是富有的，是贫穷的。他知道什么叫精疲力尽，他连枕头的地方都没有。他知道什么叫背叛，他知道弟兄姐妹对他是不信任的，不喜欢他的，甚至他自己这门徒最后呢还背叛了他。他知道什么叫做极度悲伤，他知道什么叫做试探，他什么叫苦难，他甚至到最后的时候也经历了被神离弃了，这一些他都知道。他的经历，他的失去，就是要告诉我们，我们并不孤单，我们的家庭并不是唯一有问题的，就连耶稣自身也经历过什么是家庭，明白家家有本难念的经，只是在这一些经历失去中，他并没有犯罪，因此他能医治，他能偿果我们从家庭当中所经历的伤害。 His earthly experience and his loss is to tell us that I'm not alone. My family is not the only one that has a problem. Even Jesus himself experienced what family life is.He knows every family has skeleton in the closet. However, in all these family experiences and lost. He did not sin. Therefore, he is able to heal, to bind the wound each family experiences. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down. Declare the sovereign Lord, I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. 他说我把那一些受伤的我要不要尝过，有病的我都要使他得医治。神都知道，他都了解。因此我可以靠主的家庭，我的家庭能领受神医治的怜悯。I can depend on God's grace that my family can receive God's merciful healing. In the Bible, there's one verse. 我被人忘记，如同死人，无人纪念。我好像破碎的器皿。I'm forgotten by them as though I were dead. I've become like broken pottery. Imagine Tamar. 你想象 Tamar 这个女孩。Imagine about Tamar. A lot of people like Tamar in this world.很多人就像他们的经历在这世界，很多女孩在这个世界就像他们一样，如同死人，无人纪念，来自一个破碎的家庭，是个破碎的器皿。我们现在的事工就是在接触类似这样子的人，是破碎的器皿。你看到破碎的器皿，就是没有的用了，破碎了，忘记了，死的了，被人丢了。Imagine Tama。A lot of people like Tamar on this earth. We know our ministry is ministering to this kind of people. They are broken pottery. 没有用了 useless. No more use. They cast out. But amazing thing is what? God can mend them. 把他们放在一起，成为一个独特的器皿，叫 unique pottery. 神可以把他们连在一起。你看上面这些图画，都是独特的。没有一个能够复制的，而这些都是经过破碎的，而经过破碎的器皿，神再次的把它缝合在起来 ，bind the wound, heal the wound, and make it a unique pottery. 今天因为时间的关系，没有看这 video. We have no time to watch this video, and this video is about the life of Jesus in a song. 这是 I want you to meditate.Do you want to spend more time? 6 minutes? Just reflection. It's all about the story of Jesus in this Bible. 我们看一点点，看一点点之后，我们就开始结束了。I want you to reflect when you see the picture here. I want you to imagine one thing. Jesus came down to this earth, touched the family. All these people that he touched, he touched people, and these people come from a broken family.And this single man, 这个当生的耶稣，接触了这一些的家庭，接触这些人都是来自破碎的家庭。
是这份爱，助你走向十字架；是这份情，助你甘心舍命。是这份爱，祝你默然无怨；是这份情，祝你爱我到底；祝你爱拯救了我，救我脱离。带领我进入光明中，享受主丰盛的生命。
这瞎子是来自破碎的家庭。This blind man, this lame, this deaf ears person.They're all from the broken family, where they are outcasts.
是这份爱
But Jesus touched them.
祝你穿山越岭
See his family.
是这份情
The family wait.
祝你门外等候
See this woman by the
male. 是这份爱
She married to a fight husband.
主你深情呼喊。
Remember this woman, he's a bleeding woman.
我的骄傲，
这血肉的妇人，
起来与我同去。
被遗弃的，但神接住了他。
冬天雨水一直住。
You look closely, Jesus touched one family after
another.深愿我骄傲能相随，天涯海角永不分离。冬天雨水一直住。
See, these children, you welcome children, welcome children, come to me.
上百花开放，深愿我骄傲能相随，天涯海角永不分离。
This is his family, family of disciples. 这是他的家，这是他的门徒。他流出血来，为了他们。
是你的爱，我愿奉献一生。
最终为着这所有的，他上了十字架。All this.He was betrayed. He understands what the betrayal means. Carry our sorrow before our witness. By his strike, we are healed. And the punishment that was on him brought us peace. Finally, he was ascended to the heaven. He's the Lamb of God. He's a good shepherd. He will come again.He said, I am the good shepherd, and good shepherd sacrifice his life for his sheep. He said that I will prepare a home for you. Trust also in me. In my father's house are many rooms. 他在走之前，他应许了一件事情，在我父的家里有许多的住处，我还会再来。无论你经历的是什么，有一个盼望，我会再来，因为在我父的家里有许多的住处。看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，这是确切的盼望。Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. 因为上帝为我们预备一个美好的家，那是更美的家乡。God prepared a room.A house for us, there is a better country, a better home, a better family. That is our eternal heavenly home. 我不知道你们当中的 信主的还是不信主的，你愿意接受耶稣基督成为你生命中的救主，你愿意他接触你的生命，接触你自己的家庭。神一直寻找一个属于你我的家，神亲自经历地上的家，神透过十字架医治的爱来医治破碎的家，神要为一切信他的人预备一个永恒的家。无论家家是有本难念的经，神可以把一切东西翻转，这是根本，这是基础。 God is looking the home for him and you together. God came down to this earth to experience the earthly family. And when God finally heals a broken family to the love of cross. And finally, the assurance is God prepares an eternal home for all who believe. Amen? Amen.